Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, here's what's coming up. I'm going to go to your phone calls, as many of them as I can. And then we've got a 16-minute report that Jakari Jackson did. We're going to have David Knight come in real quick and tell you some Bundy developments at the bottom of the next hour. And he'll have about 3 minutes to do that. Then we'll air this Jakari Jackson report. And then we will come back in the last segment with more from David Knight, giving you some more Bundy updates. There's a video I haven't gotten to yet that was on KXAN 2 days ago, and Adan Salazar wrote about it, but it didn't break nationally, that shows a Georgetown cop in Williamson County north of Austin, where the religion is the police or God, tripping and punching kids for no reason for fun at a high school. A pot-bellied cop beating kids up and tripping them for fun. And, of course, Williamson County is defending it right now. That is the sacrament. The sacrament is the power for them to do whatever they want and to exercise the raw, naked power. So he'll be promoted to probably police chief next. But you had the players jumping up and down and some other folks, and the cop is tripping people. Imagine being in that school if you do anything wrong, what the cop does to you. Of course, we have South America. I think it's Brazil in another video. Oh, they attack a girl. Good. That's a real man. Just any excuse to attack your children. And then their head hits the concrete and they die. So what? We'll just send a SWAT team to the parents' house. So that's all coming up. Caught on tape, cop shoves, trips high school soccer fans. And then below it, we have what happens in South America when the cops attack people on the field. They get their butt kicked. Of course, they've not been drinking the fluoride. Though they've been fluoridating in South America and many countries for a few years now, suddenly fertility is dropping. Of course, La Raza's not going to, or Metz is not going to tell you about that, though. They'll tell you how to hate white people because that's their main mission by the Ford Foundation. They want division. Karen in Arizona, you'll be our first caller. Thank you for calling in. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to tell you about a bill that was defeated by 2 votes. It's House Bill 2700, Federal Acquisition State Lands Monitoring. And then this bill, it would have said monitor federal activity for proposals to sell or transfer federal land to private group or individual or to designate national monuments in the state. Notify the Attorney General when state lands or private lands are acquired by the federal government. Also inform the governor, the president of the Senate, the Speaker of the House, representatives, chairpersons of the Senate Natural Resources Rural Affairs Committee, House representatives, energy, etc. And this was defeated by 2 votes, and 3 of our Rhino Republicans voted against this bill.
Yes, because they all want to get a piece of it. Again, more than half the West is, quote, controlled by the feds. And now they're trying to grab land in Texas as well and other areas. They're claiming all the waterway areas are going to, quote, be historic now or strategic, and they're going to grab those. That's why they're deploying Homeland Security gunboats all over rivers everywhere to menace the public. So the stormtroopers are everywhere. And it is a resource power grab, taxation power grab. There's a lot of state moves, too, try to go after federal land. And it's an idea whose time has come, and it's the American system. That's why you've got about 5 to 10% of the land being federal in most eastern states. And in the Midwest, and you go out to the West, it's over half federal. It's right at 90% now in Nevada. And you're absolutely right. We should get that bill passed and look at the rhinos that shot it down. You want to get America moving again? Turn over to the state, large portions of the West, and divvy it up. They're already mining on it. It's just globalists. The only ones.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking the hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy or your business income reduction is keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. And my name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that, and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-493-4653 24 hours and leave your information, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-493-4653 24 hours and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-493-4653. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-493-4653.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
This in my first documentary film that came out in 1997. People wouldn't believe me that the UN was taking over about half the land in the country, all the public land under treaty. I showed the executive order. I had members of Congress on documenting that indeed it did do that. But they really warned about the waterways movements that were being pushed by Clinton at the time that were later brought in under executive order under Bush and Obama to say that any waterway, including a pond in your backyard, is a restable offense if you build anything on it or have crops on it. And you know the cases, they're all over the news, where somebody has 1 inch of water in their backyard or on their farm and they build something and they get arrested. And the news goes, that's good. We need to arrest everyone. I mean, this is the new green police idea. But the rivers themselves are under these different waterway acts being grabbed up. And the BLM is just coming in and saying, this was state right away, but in an executive order, this has been designated as federal. And they'll even come into the local sheriffs and people and say, we'll give you federal grants if you petition the state to ask for this. So they'll act like everyone wants it. And then pretty soon, you get to have federal goons at the boat ramp in Tennessee or in Texas. And I've been running into them, folks, because I hunt and fish, and it is not fun. I mean, they walk over, hand on gun, and just stare at you. You're just like, are you mentally ill? I mean, seriously. But they want you to know you're not supposed to be here, scum. I told the story back in the, I'm going to go to your phone calls, back in the fall, I guess it was, where it got too cold. I took my children out, my buddy Shane Steiner on his boat on Lake Austin, and they were wakeboarding. His nephew's the national champion for 11-year-olds in wakeboarding, or is it 10, Rocker Steiner. The point is, we're all out there having an absolutely great time. And there's only about 10 boats out there, and I watch the lake police that I guess are with LCRA driving around bugging their eyes out at people's boats with them pulled over or kayaks. So they pull up behind us and are sitting there bugging their eyes out with their chest out, literally like a cartoon character. So I did it. And Shane starts laughing and got his iPhone ready. And I stood there sticking my chest out, and then they started laughing and drove past me. I mean, I cannot imagine as a man with guns driving up going, but it's like that cop in Georgetown north of Austin just tripping kids for no reason and shoving girls down just for fun in front of people. Hell, let him pull a sword out, just kill a few because he's God. The samurai who everybody lionizes would sometimes test a new blade out on a villager that didn't bow far enough. And I think that Georgetown cop should have probably just pulled a samurai sword out and killed a half dozen kids, huh? I'm being sarcastic here. So now the BLM says they're going to grab the Red River. And they'll get more. So now they're moving into Texas, just declaring it's all theirs. And let's go ahead and play this report, and I'm going back to your phone calls. Here is that report.
How can BLM come in and say, hey, this isn't yours, even though it was patented from the state? You've always paid taxes on it. Our family's paid taxes for over 100 years on this place. We've got a deed to it, but yet they walked in and said it wasn't ours.
Ever since the Louisiana Purchase in 1803, there has been controversy over where Oklahoma ends and Texas begins. In layman's terms, the boundary is the vegetation line on the south side of the Red River. Over time, the river moves. This movement north towards Oklahoma is the sticking point. The sandy soils erode in a process called accretion, which wipes out the bank. So the property line follows the river. But BLM claims that the river moved by another process called avulsion. With avulsion, the land may be changed by flood or currents, but the property line isn't. So BLM claims when the river moved back north, the property line stayed put. It doesn't help that Oklahoma defines avulsion differently than Texas and the U.S.
Originally, here the river was out there where it
is now. All
right,
I don't have time to play it all. I want to go to your calls. Look, but listen, it's all over the news in Oklahoma. It's on Breitbart. It's on DrudgeReport.com right now. That all over the country, they're not just claiming the waterways. The Mississippi, every 100 years or so, might move 20 miles sometimes. Are they going to claim wherever the river moves in that process is theirs? Yes, they are. And now they're claiming large areas, thousands of acres of this guy's property that he has a deed to, is theirs. Because they claim all the rivers in this country. There's no end to these land grabbers, folks. It doesn't matter you got a deed, buddy. They got guns, and they'll kill you. Because they're God. Government's God. That's what America's all about, right? Just turn your property over to them, you evil Oklahoman. Larry in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi there, Alex. You know, I've been watching this Clyde Bundy stuff, but I've never heard anybody talk about these so-called cowboys. They give them almost $1 million for these professional cowboys to come in and take rustle their cattle. But cowboys wouldn't run cattle to death. They wouldn't go out and shoot prize bulls. You know.
Well, by the way, listen, even their fake court order said they couldn't kill cows. And they vandalized all the water tanks. They weren't authorized to do that. The pipes. And shot his prize cows on purpose. Because that's what they are, is a bunch of scum.
Professional cowboys.
I guarantee you, if the BLM would have walked over to people politely, I've seen all the videos, and said, listen, there's a court order. Don't try to go in there and get the cows, or we're gonna get in trouble. You know, go ahead and protest all you want. You know, a lot of us don't agree with this, but you need to try the process. I guarantee you, everybody would have turned around and left. They'd have ended up getting Bundy's land. But the pointing guns and the sticking their chest out, I mean, when those cops in that boat pulled up to me, sticking their chest out and bugging their eyes out, I started, you know, just doing it back to them. And then they had to laugh and see how stupid they were and pull on around laughing. But that's, they're told, go out and dominate our food. Let the American people know they are our slaves. Go ahead.
Yeah. One more thing, I guess, but then I'll let you go because you got other calls. You know, when you go to vote, if you vote for the lesser of two evils, you're still getting evil.
I hear you, brother. Great points. I appreciate you calling in, Larry. Let's talk to Carl in Washington. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, brother.
Can you hear?
Yep.
I had just a couple things I wanted to touch on was you were talking about reaching people in other countries and everything. I've been following the Bundy thing on their web page, and they're getting tons of people from all kinds of countries, and they were live that at their celebration thing that night also. A lot of people are interested in what's going on here.
That's right. I mean, this thing's perfect. People are celebrating defeat of the tyrants. They're celebrating liberty. They're celebrating walking towards the guns. This is courage. This is honor. This is just the people barely pushing back after bending over to everything. And the statists are pulling their hair out as they sit on top of plunging ratings.
Yeah. I had a question for you. Maybe you could answer for me. I put together a video. I'm a Alaskan Indian, but I got this brilliant idea that if you could get the tribes to activate that in a situation like Bundy's where they needed people, that the tribes could make these calls to other tribes and they could activate several thousand people in a real short order of time, but what I'm running into, I used one of your Russell Means videos, part of it. But I'm running into a lot of tribes don't seem to think they're involved. And my question, I guess, to you is, if these guys get lucky and do take over martial law or whatever, how will that affect people like the Indian Nation and stuff?
Listen, the British developed concentration camps, that term, look it up, folks, in the 1700s and 1800s. They used them all over, again, in Africa, in England, in Scotland, and in Europe, and then over here in North America. So the reservation was really a concentration camp developed by the British to break a general population. So they wouldn't say they were morally killing the men, women, and children. They would just put you behind fences till you starved to death. Then those were used in the Civil War by both sides against each other as well. But the British wrote the book on concentration camps. And so what Russell Means says in that great video titled, you know, We're All on the Reservation Now, I think is the title, is that regardless of the wrongs done against Native Americans, nobody can debate that. The new fake liberals and others act like they speak for the natives. The point is the very same screw jobs that were brought down on the Native Americans and are still being brought down on them is now going to be visited on everyone. Everything you see that's been done to the natives is what's being done to everyone else. It's what Agenda 21 is, putting us in small areas. Look, sharecroppers. It goes back to the Romans. How do you keep people on the land and in debt if they're not actually a slave? They had Romans that became sharecroppers about 2,000 years ago. So the Roman practice of sharecropping is still alive in America today. There's a sharecropping ranch right next to our ranch that's been there for 160 years. And it's the same family running it. The same family running it. So I hope that answers your question, sir. We're all sharecroppers. We're all Native Americans. We are all going to be treated just like black people were. The tyrants will do it to whatever group they can get away with it. So if they can beat the Indians, they'll do it. If they can get blacks and get folks convinced that they don't have the same rights, they'll do it to them. Or if they can bring drugs in, and then people are dumb enough to use them, oh, well, if you use drugs, we can take your house. See, they always bring in some excuse. Oh, the Bible says blacks are cursed, so they deserve to be slaves. The Bible doesn't say that. But it's always some excuse. Or the natives are savages, so they deserve to have their land taken. It's always the same story. The only difference is with Manifest Destiny is that there were a lot of other complex factors and they weren't trying to exterminate everyone. They just wanted to exterminate the natives, and that was bad enough. Now the globalists want to exterminate everyone because they've stolen the world. We'll be right back.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box, and for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanics.com.
I hear the train. The reason I start gibbering and sputtering and getting upset is it's hard to come in here 3-4 hours a day and really get aggressive with these people. And when I'm looking at all the screw jobs, I get mad. I mean, come on, wake up out of your comfort zone. Wake up. Get out of your normalcy bias. We told you more than 15 years ago that governments are manipulating the weather with lasers. Daily Mail off a U.S. government report, the laser that can make it rain, researchers unveil radical system to start storms and create lightning on command. Here's another report. scientists edit DNA to correct adult genes and cure diseases. Soon they're going to say under socialist health care, your embryo has to be approved. Then they'll do social engineering. That's the plan, Brave New World. Study. Fuels from corn causing more waste and global warming. I don't even believe that, but they are wasteful and really bad. They're meant to starve people. That's job number one. So that's just some of the news on that front. China and Japan are really getting into fights. China court impounds Japanese ship. It an unprecedented move for ships the Japanese impounded in 1937. So tit for tat is really heating up. China wants to flex its muscles right now. Let's jam in some more phone calls ahead of Jakari Jackson's special report on the Boston bombing, the true story of the Boston bombing. We played the first 4 minutes yesterday. A 16-minute segment's coming up in the next segment. Then David Knight is going to tie the Bundy Ranch into all the other farmers and ranchers and fisheries being shut down all over the United States. So only the globalists can operate. True feudalism. Let's talk to Mark in California. Thanks for holding here on the air.
Yeah, three things. I want you to embellish the judge that ruled that this was a conspiracy, criminal conspiracy by China to take away the ranchers' lands. And then also for the listeners to go to their city councils. I sat for 4 hours in front of mine and in San Jose, and Chuck Reed only gave me a minute, but I brought a sign down there several times that says, Google John DeCamp, Alex Jones, the Franklin cover-up. And another thing is that the city council, as I was talking to in San Jose to the various citizens about various issues, the policeman told me to sit down and shut up. So I did, but when I got up, I mentioned that policeman told me to sit down and to shut up, for Mark Trout to sit down and shut up, his exact words. And
Everywhere they're telling people they can't even have their 3 minutes of communication. Because job number one is to keep the scum down, get ready to collapse the dollar and steal the pension funds, and they got to teach you not to be uppity when that happens.
Yeah. Now, this was a judge that ruled this conspiracy, criminal conspiracy with Red China, correct?
No. Listen, I appreciate your call. No, last year, in Nevada, federal Judge Jones, there's an article up at InfoWars.com, ruled the BLM for the last 20 years was in a criminal conspiracy to bankrupt the ranchers of the state to take their land. Okay, federal judge, BLM engaged in a criminal conspiracy against ranchers. That's about the BLM. It doesn't deal with the Bundy case, even though he was part of the overall situation. What proves China's involved is the BLM documents. All right, he called from I forget which affiliate. I should plug these stations. That was the one out in Santa Cruz. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois, listening on 1420 AM WLUV. And, Mike, you're on the air from Illinois. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, brother. Thanks for calling.
Well, here's a couple things. You know, I listen to you every day as often as I can. It almost seems like you're being optimistic about, you know, like what we can do, because it seems like, you know, like that BLM standoff in Nevada. I mean, that could have ended totally different, you know, and then what?
Well, you know, then they shoot a bunch of innocent people, and we have the big victory for having the courage in the start of the new physical civil war. We're already being attacked. I don't want a physical civil war. I want freedom for those BLM people and everybody else. The government's out of control. No one can deny it. A lot of people are scared now and realize how real this is, so they've decided to join with the government and say any civil disobedience is terrorism. Well, I don't agree with that, and I didn't want violence to happen. But when you got the feds threatening to shoot people, the fact that some folks were there and had guns, that's what the Second Amendment's for. And so we're not the ones engaging in the violence. We don't want this to happen. And believe me, the feds are freaked out right now. They thought everybody would turn back being threatened to be shot. They weren't. And that's a lesson for them. We're going to make the French Resistance look like a literal cakewalk, okay? And it doesn't matter how many lemmings they've got going along with it. I don't want it to go to that. I want to fix things. The globalists want to have a civil war. Not that they'll even win it, but it's better than them losing everything politically. Before they're cornered, my friend. They're going to pull something. And people are tired of, I mean, was Bundy supposed to go bankrupt and go climb a ditch? What do you think?
Well, I think the whole thing was BS. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, you're talking about, you know, people that have had deeds to their property for 80 years, and, you know, they're just coming and saying, hey, it's not yours anymore. And how the hell is Harry Reid Are people stupid? How is Harry Reid not drug out by his hair?
Well, they had electronic voting machines in Vegas. I mean, everything's getting there, like the casinos. I mean, it's all like a fake casino.
On the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've got a special report from Jakari Jackson about the Boston bombing. This is the one-year anniversary, but I want you to see the kind of police state that is still going on. This is a story that's linked on the Drudge Report, on the right-hand side of the Drudge Report, a video of TSA agents patting down 2- and 6-year-old children. This is a video. The child appears to say something like, I need to go, and is clearly uncomfortable with the pat-down, as they should be. This is nothing but child molestation and the phony name of security. And this is something that they were supposed to have stopped doing years and years ago. But this is the kind of police state that people are embracing in the aftermath of the Boston bombing. Here's Jakari's report.
We're live. It's 208 Central. And two explosions at Boston Marathon. People hurt in large explosions. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. And that'll blame it on Iran, blame it on the Patriot group. Or is it going to be a veteran or something? I mean, this is just so horrible. Again, I hope nobody's really been hurt bad. And I also hope it's a gas main or something like that. Because they will, again, they're going to turn all public events. First, it's have checkpoints at the airport, then it's the mall, then it's the sports stadium, then it's the hotel, then it's the highway, then it's the bus station. It's already in Austin. Then it's Army at the Kite Festival. Then it's, oh, any event has to have, you know, troops at it. Drudge now running the headline, explosions at Boston Marathon. And it goes, multiple people injured, at least a dozen injured after explosion. Man, I hope this isn't a false flag or a real terror attack, Richard.
Even if it's innocent, they will use it because everyone's focused on it now. And people can be controlled when they're all on the same emotion at the same time. You know, the government's been studying this since, you know, World War One.
Pulling cameras.
Let's fade this up.
There's a whole process underway right now, but the reality of the situation is it is almost impossible to protect an event, especially one that is over a protracted space as a marathon is. And, you know, I hate to say it, but these are the times that we live in.
Richard, that's what they're saying on CNN. So they're already basically saying it's a terror attack. Oh, my goodness.
No, we're helpless is what he's saying.
I know this. They got TSA ready to roll out nationwide. They're already doing it, but they've been I've talked to insiders. They're going to be everywhere now, just federal checkpoints.
When he said, you know, unfortunately, these are the times we live in. So then when we see soldiers at our kids' Little League game, we see soldiers, you know, everywhere, well, we're supposed to feel safe.
But again, the explosion, the main one there at the Marathon Sports, and then you can hear after that, Paula, it's just absolutely heartbreaking to see this.
It's been a year since the bomb attack at the Boston Marathon. InfoWars was pointing out the inconsistencies in the story from the very beginning.
Was there any fighting knowledge, though? Because according to BostonGlobe.com, they said they were doing drills this morning for the same exact thing that happened, according to BostonGlobe.com. Now, was you guys given any warning ahead of time of this taking place?
As I said earlier, there was no specific intelligence.
Oh, sir, why were loudspeakers telling people in the audience to be calm moments before the bomb went off? Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hand down on the pants on the streets?
No.
And it wasn't just the Boston Globe who reported the drills.
There was dogs with their handlers going around sniffing for explosives, and we were told on a loud announcement that we shouldn't be concerned if this was just a drill. So maybe it was just a drill, but I've just never seen a drill like that.
The most show of force that a track coach has seen in a lifetime of marathons. This brings up questions of prior knowledge. And on the subject of prior knowledge, we found out that the CIA, FBI, and DHS knew of Tamerlan Tsarnaev before the bombing. Reports show that the older Tsarnaev had previously attended a workshop sponsored by the CIA. The word is also out that the FBI and Department of Homeland Security had been tipped to Tamerlan's visit to a radical mosque in Dagestan, a neighbor of Chechnya. The FBI felt that this was of little consequence and didn't consider him a threat. Also, the suspect's uncle Ruslan, who quickly distanced himself from his nephews, worked for USAID. As the article points out, the U.S. Agency for International Development is an agency used by the U.S. government to operate humanitarian NGOs instrumental in running color revolutions in former Soviet states. And he just so happened to be the relative of choice for state-run media. I understand that there must be several criminals and other people on U.S. data banks, especially with the DHS putting toddlers on the no-fly list. But if you have a suspect who the Russian government warned you about, attended CIA-backed workshops that the DHS was briefed on, and the FBI interviewed, why does the FBI need public assistance identifying the suspect? Not to mention how the feds reportedly called the Tsarnaev brothers after the bombing and before any other incidents.
Somebody out there knows these individuals as friends, neighbors, co-workers, or family members of the suspects. Though it may be difficult, the nation is counting on those with information to come forward and provide it to us.
Did you ask any of your co-workers their agent? Aside from Stonewall and InfoWars reporter Dan Badondi, Goon's gotten his face for dare asking real questions.
Are both suspects seen planting these devices at the finish line of the Boston American Consultant?
No.
What time?
The only one who was observed planting what we believe to be the device is suspect number two with a white cap.
Let's talk about those photos.
There's bomb drills Monday mornings. We got photographs on Infowars.com, folks.
Next question, please.
Jahar's white or gray backpack with the black stripes is clearly not the black backpack with the white or gray stripes that exploded. In fact, the bags are the exact opposite.
The only official photos that should be officially relied upon in this investigation are those you see before you today.
So what's the possible explanation for these bizarro backpacks?
And you're carrying
a backpack. You have one here. This is a white color.
Here's a backpack, like number two had.
Yeah.
And then it's easy enough for you to go ahead and take out the device that may house the weapon.
There's one theory. Doubt of the official story could easily have been squashed by releasing footage of the bomb being placed. Footage that even Governor Deval Patrick hasn't seen.
Well, the videotape is not something I've seen. It's been described to me. But it does seem to be pretty clear that this suspect took the backpack off, put it down.
And that brings up another piece of questionable footage. Who was the naked man? InfoWars reporter David Knight contacted Moret Tsarnaev, the aunt of the suspects, who identified the stripped man as her nephew Tamerlan.
Hello.
Hello, is this Moret Tsarnaev?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, my name is David Knight. I'm with InfoWars.com. It's Alex Jones's operation. Have you heard of us?
Yes, I've heard of you. Yes.
And we would very much like to do an interview with you. Would that be possible?
Since I have seen the material that you presented for the public before about the NSA bombing, even before the names of our boys were put out there, I was following you, you know, from the very beginning.
Okay.
I don't know. I have trust in that information. I have trust in you, and I would like to have my word said.
Good.
Especially in the part when the guy that was taken into custody by police, then given over to FBI. You know who I'm talking about? That clip.
Yes.
A naked guy.
Yes.
I have to publicly state that I confirm and identify this person as my nephew, Tamerlan Tsarnaev.
Moret's revelation has been widely ignored by the media. The outlets that did pick up the naked man's arrest quickly wrote him off as somebody who was not really a suspect in the first place. Before we go any further, let's talk about what the brothers allegedly did after the bombing, aside from reportedly talking to the FBI, as we mentioned earlier. The story goes that the two had a seemingly normal life. Jahar went back to school, but after being named suspects, the brothers went on the run and allegedly killed an MIT officer to get his gun, thus the story goes. To date, there is no DNA evidence or public photographic evidence that the brothers actually killed the officer in his patrol car. And just like with the placing of the bomb, the authorities want you to believe in footage that they refuse to show you. So where did this story come from? It's a theory that the brothers wanted a gun and targeted someone who would have one. But whoever killed Officer Collier didn't bother to take his weapon. Now let me be very clear, this is in no way to tarnish the image of the slain officer. All due respect to him and his family. I'm simply pointing out how hearsay surrounding his death is now considered gospel. But what about the carjacking victim? Didn't the brothers confess to him? Well, there are conflicting narratives concerning that too. Briefly, the carjacking victim known as Danny reported a movie-like escape from the Tsarnaev brothers. But before he got away, Danny says Tamerlan confessed to killing the MIT officer as well as a role in the bombing. Contrast that with an earlier interview where Danny says Tamerlan mentioned the bombing but said nothing of the MIT shooting. Draw your own conclusion there. Oh, and the 7-Eleven robbery that took place, that wasn't the Tsarnaev brothers.
When the government and the shadow government has been gearing up to roll out and be our savior, and they stand to gain from it, it's obvious. I mean,
whoever the suspect is, the government will appropriate it and create a narrative. And 90% of it probably, I'm just guessing, will be a fabrication to shape our thought of police and military and safety, and they're licking their chops.
They're now saying, were there right-wing or patriot meetings in the area? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. And that's CNN doing that? Oh. Wolf Blitzer, we are in trouble. Oh, man. I bet they even dragged me into it with my 1776 line.
That was footage from the, quote, shootout between the Tsarnaev brothers and the police. This is one of the most contradictory moments following the bombing, with various witnesses contesting whether or not the suspects tossed bombs at the police, whether or not an officer was injured by friendly fire, and whether or not Jahar ran over Tamerlan. If the naked man is Tamerlan Tsarnaev, as his aunt claims, then the official story has much to explain as to how a bullet-wounded man was struck by a car and appears virtually uninjured. Regardless of what happened, after the confrontation with the police, Jahar is able to go and hide himself in a boat, and Tamerlan is taken into custody, according to his aunt. The police state rolled into Watertown with a vengeance, intimidating media, forcing people out of their homes at gunpoint.
Door-to-door armed searches without warrant. Police don't need warrants if property owners welcome them into their homes. Families thrown out of their homes at gunpoint to be searched without probable cause. No guns were pointed at any families.
Let's watch that clip again, covered by footage of what actually happened.
Door-to-door armed searches without warrant. Police don't need warrants if property owners welcome them into their homes. Families thrown out of their homes at gunpoint to be searched without probable cause. No guns were pointed at any families.
But as you saw with your own eyes, people were forced out of their homes and had guns pointed at them. In the end, it was a homeowner who called the police to report suspicious activity in his boat. Police responded, fired multiple rounds into the boat, and I'm sure were shocked when Jahar was able to climb out of the boat under his own power. He is bloodied, but doesn't yet seem to have the wound in his mouth that would be reported later. If he indeed shot himself through the mouth, I doubt he'd be this mobile, and it's a pretty safe bet that he'd be suffering much heavier blood loss. Jahar is currently in custody awaiting trial. His brother Tamerlan is now deceased. But even with one suspect dead and another in jail, the story didn't end there. An acquaintance of Tamerlan was killed during an FBI interrogation. The FBI's story changed multiple times as to how their agent felt his life was in danger. Whether it was Todashev's martial arts skills or a potential weapon in his hands, the FBI agent shot Todashev execution style, according to Todashev's father. InfoWars talked to Todashev's widow about the killing.
That night, I was actually in Atlanta, Georgia. I was about 7 hours away from there. I was at work when it happened. And this is not what exactly he said. He felt strange about it. This is not the first interview that was coming over, and they called him. They told him that's going to be his last interview. The agents from Boston, they come in to speak with him, and he said, "Guys, I'm just tired of coming to your office. If you want to speak with me, you can come to my house." And he said that if anything happens to me, just say don't be quiet. Just say what happened to me. If anything happens, he wasn't scared. If he would, he probably would not even speak with them in the first place. But since he was invited to our home, that means he wasn't scared of them. And they have interviewed him. He would not respond his cell phone or anything. And they had his friend waiting him outside, but suddenly they let him go after 4 hours. And some of the agents were still with Ibrahim. And as right now, they've been pulling so many statements that he was armed and he was unarmed and that he was his body was a weapon since he's an MMA fighter. But he just had his knee surgery back in March. He wasn't able to move pretty quick, pretty fast, or do anything. And after we did all that happened, when we was able to enter the house, he had 7 shots. One was in the back of the head, and it has nothing to do with him start attacking them as they said. They're coming with the knife, with the blade, with the broom, with the swords, I think they came with the five different statements.
Yeah, for those that don't know, it's important you say that. They've now admitted that he didn't have a weapon, didn't attack him.
So as the runners take to the streets once again, let us not forget all of the lies, half-truths, disinformation, and teleprompter reading that has hindered justice for all of the victims of April 15th, 2013. You can find more reports at Infowars.com.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube. He had 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube. And
that's a great report from Jakari Jackson. I want to make it clear that we pointed out at the time, and one of the reasons that they put these guys up as patsies was because we're making it clear at the time that the Southern Poverty Law Center and the mainstream media, Mockingbird Press, and I'm not using that as a metaphor, that's a CIA operation. They were setting up patriots. They were going to blame this on quote-unquote right-wing patriots, like we see them creating that narrative right now at the Bundy Ranch. First they assassinate your character, then they assassinate you. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to talk about how they're setting this up. And we're also going to talk about Agenda 21. Look at what they're doing, though. Just this last week, we had the Monday after the showdown on Saturday, we had Glenn Beck put Mr. Bundy on his show and start pushing the idea that he's part of the sovereign citizen movement. That is a loaded term. That's a loaded label that law enforcement has been trained to perceive as a direct immediate threat to their safety. Then 3 days later, we got Harry Reid talking about domestic terrorists. Now today, we've got MSNBC talking about insurgents. They're keeping the rhetoric. They're building it. They're trying to create that narrative. We're going to talk to you about that right after the break.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tigerlight is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tigerlight with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents. My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Attention men suffering from ED. My name is Matt Cook, and I hated the humiliation and embarrassment of ED. I couldn't stand disappointing my wife anymore. Then I discovered this strange exercise that makes ED go away. I made you this new video at quickedfix.com showing you how easy it is to fix ED better than pills. Now my wife and I are like newlyweds again thanks to this strange exercise that fixed my ED better than pills, and it works for almost all men who try it.
My half of our love life is better than anything I've ever experienced before.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
But warning, the drug companies dread my strange exercise because it fixes ED better than pills. They hate the lost profits from men dumping their pills. They want me to take the video down. So watch now at quickedfix.com. Discover the strange exercise that fixes ED better than pills. That's quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be concluding the show today. And we'll try to take your calls in overdrive if we've got time, but I've got to cover some of this news about what's breaking across the country, because it's not just the Nevada Ranch. The same sort of thing is happening to small family businesses that have been in business for generations in North Carolina with fisheries. And it's the same type of tactics that we see being used against the Bundys. But before I get into that, let's repeat this TSA agents patting down 2 and 6-year-old children. This is a story that's up on Infowars.com. It's linked on the Drudge Report. Absolutely amazing and repulsive what they're doing to our children, what we're letting them do to our children. Listen to this. In response to a huge backlash, the TSA amended its policy in 2011 to massively reduce pat-downs of children under the age of 12. Infants were allowed to pass through X-ray or body scanners multiple times if there's any anomaly in order to prevent the need for a physical search. Now, okay, what are we doing allowing them to search our children, to put their hands all over their bodies? Clearly in this video, the girl that was having this done to her, the 6-year-old girl, says, I've got to go. She's not comfortable with that. She shouldn't be comfortable with that. I'm not comfortable with that. David Simpson here in Texas was not comfortable with that. He put in a bill in 2011, and it immediately passed in the House. And when it got to the Senate, Dewhurst, our lieutenant governor, who has... his previous job description was all CIA stuff. These guys walked it back. They basically threatened to turn Texas into a no-fly zone. And we found the documents. John Corbett, in part of his lawsuit and discovery, he listed documents that he was allowed to see. And basically the government put on pacer.gov, they listed the unredacted portion of the lawsuit where he quoted them saying that in 2011, at the same time, they're threatening to turn Texas into a no-fly zone. They were saying internally in their own documents that there was no threat to airplanes or airports. The whole thing was a lie. It's a fraud. Why are we letting them do this to our children? David Simpson tried to walk that back not only then in 2011, but he tried to do it last year. Both times he lost thanks to people like David Dewhurst, Republican CIA member, who walked this thing back. Now we see it happening again. And why are we allowing our children to be passed through X-ray machines multiple times, so that they don't get touched by these invasive goons? Why would we let our kids be passed through X-ray machines multiple times? That's absolutely asinine. But I want to get back to this situation here at the Bundy Ranch. As I mentioned before, we see the rhetoric escalating. It was a week ago that Glenn Beck tried to pin the label of a sovereign citizen movement on Mr. Bundy, and that was not what he was saying. He was saying that the state and local government was sovereign. They should be doing something about this. Then 4 days later, 3 days later, on Thursday, we saw Harry Reid uses the term domestic terrorist. Clearly a lie, clearly over the top. Now we've got MSNBC calling the people that were there, calling the Bundys insurgents, escalating this. This is what we saw developing at the Boston bombing last year. It was the Southern Poverty Law Center that was coming in and pushing on that at the time as well. Oh, we think this might be some domestic terrorist. This might be right-wing terrorists. We started exposing that. We started looking at crowdsourcing investigations, pictures that we're putting up, showing how they were setting this thing up, and they canceled their press conferences and went with a different story, using these guys who they'd worked with in the past as patsies. That's what I firmly believe. But let's look at what's going on. Who are the real terrorists here? What we saw at BLM, I just made a quick list of some of their crimes. Assault with deadly weapons as they were training snipers on people who were unarmed. Battery of protesters, beating them. Armed robbery, grand larceny, denial of civil rights in the free speech areas. Impersonating an officer. That's right, impersonating an officer. We have Congressman Steve Stockman from Texas, who wrote a letter and said, you know what? When you have to use law enforcement, the law says you shall contract with local law enforcement, not do it yourself. We're going to be right back in overdrive. Stay tuned. I want to finish this.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think? think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.